Now, we got some good situations where people maybe should have changed their names and said, no, I'm going to take his name. And then there's one about, I didn't want the children to have his name. It all started because of that conversation.
Yeah.
Of a woman who posted online and said, listen, his last name is Pee-Pee. Okay. I don't want the kids to have that name. They're just going to get bullied all the time. And then it, you know, created a disagreement between them. And it's not uncommon. Carrie, go ahead.
Well, it wasn't me. It was my niece, and she took his last name, and I asked her if I could say it on the radio today, and she said yes. She was laughing. Her last name is Siemens.
Oh, yep.
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 What's wrong with that?
That's quite a last name.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Especially with two little girls that are almost 2 and 5.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And her mother-in-law said to her, they're going to make fun of you for the rest of your life. Your last name.
Used to it.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too, Carrie. See ya.
Bye.
Hey, Barb.
Good morning.
Barbara. What was the name?
My mother should not have taken my father's last name. It was H-O-A-R.
Whore.
Oh.
Whore. How do you say it?
They legally changed it when I was in the fourth grade because I shut up at like 9 years old with double D boobs.
Oh my God, I love that they legally changed the name.
Wow, what did they change it to? If you don't have to say if you don't want to, but what did they change? And how did you pronounce it?
Whore.
Oh, you did? Okay,
whore.
Good.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Hoar. And what did they change it to, if you don't mind?
So my first name is Barbara. So they changed it to Owens. So then I have the initials B.O.
Oh, great. They're really good with this.
If we can choose it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they legally changed it, and it was like the greatest gift my dad ever gave me.
Yeah, seriously.
So I hyphenate my last name, and it's certainly because I'm a feminist, but also because I'm never giving up that last name.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks for calling, Barbara.
Have a good day.
You too. Emma, what was the name?
I'm so glad you guys are talking about this. This is so important to me, just like because of gender equality. And so it was a conversation my husband had, and I had probably within the first 2 weeks of dating.
Wow.
Was that I am not changing my name, and I will be passing my name on to kids that I have because it's important to me. And he was like, okay. But when I asked him if he wanted to pass his on, if that was important to him, he was like, of course it was. So I was like, well, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean that it's not important to me. So we gave one of our kids my last name and one of our kids his last name because it.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
And then and my sister, her husband's last name is Cherry. She's like, I'm not giving a little girl the last name Cherry.
Named Cherry?
Twins, a boy, Cherry.
Oh.
They had a boy and a girl, and the boy has the last name Cherry, and the girl has her last name. They're twins, so they have different last names.
So you don't have to say this aloud, but you feel closer to the one with your last name.
I do. I think it's a better name, to be honest.
I didn't think you were going to agree with that. I was just making a joke.
Wow. Have
her name. I assumed you were going to say you hyphenated, but so one kid has one last name, and the other kid has the other last name. I imagine there are some teachers who think, wow, they must live in two separate households.
Right.
I imagine they do. So usually when I fill out their forms, I'm like, they have different last names because it's fair. So
right.
That's how we fill it out.
Wow. I love that you brought that up like 2 weeks into the dating. Like,
yeah.
Okay, no pressure. I mean, I'm still getting to know you. Your name's, it is Joe, right? Okay, yeah. Last names. Let's just get this out of the way now, okay?
Right.
What do you want to drink, by the way?
Right. It's a no-go if you don't agree.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, girl power.
That's right.
Good for you. All right, have a good morning. Thanks for calling, Emma.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Who won the world?
I love it.
Who
won the world?
Oh, I just remembered I know someone who knows someone with the last name Titty. Yeah. And
I
think he's single. I don't know if he's with someone. No, I swear to God, it's someone's neighbor. Yeah.
Okay.
Titty. And then I got this message from Jill on our Facebook page. I guess she works in insurance, and she says one of the people that we insure is named Harry Johnson.
Wouldn't you just go by Harold?
I would think so.
Or Hank.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Hank Johnson sort of feels like we know what you really do for work.
Right. It's well, it's like the people whose, you know, whose name is Richard.
Right.
And they have a funny last name.
Yeah.
Maybe with Barbara's original last name, I shouldn't go by anything other than Richard.
Don't be a d-
Okay.
Oh, my God.